Welcome back to Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. In this chapter, we're diving into one of the most important skills any educator can develop, communication. Think about the best teachers you've ever had. What made them stand out? It wasn't just their knowledge or their lesson plans, it was how they connected with their students, how they made ideas come alive, and how they created an open space for learning and discussion. Great teachers aren't just knowledgeable. They're great communicators. And for Gen Z teachers, communication skills go beyond the traditional classroom. You're engaging with students both online and offline, navigating team dynamics, and constantly adapting to new digital tools. So today, we're going to break down the most important communication skills that will help you build strong relationships, express yourself clearly, and navigate the complexities of teaching in a modern world. Let's start with the basics. What are communication skills, and why do they matter? Communication isn't just about talking or writing, it's about connecting. It's about making sure that your message is understood, impactful, and inspires action. For Gen Z educators, this means mastering a range of communication skills, from listening and empathy to assertiveness, conflict resolution, and digital fluency. Let's break them down into 10 essential skills that can transform the way you interact with students, colleagues, and even in your personal life. X skills.
Number 1. Active empathic listening, the power of paying attention. Have you ever had a conversation where someone was just waiting for their turn to talk instead of actually listening? Frustrating, right? Active empathic listening is about truly focusing on the person speaking, understanding their words, their emotions, and their perspective before responding. It's one of the most powerful tools for building trust and rapport in any relationship, especially in the classroom. As a teacher, when you really listen to your students, they feel valued, heard, and respected. And guess what? When students feel heard, they engage more, they learn more, and they respond better to feedback. Number 2. Assertiveness, expressing yourself with confidence and respect. Being assertive isn't about being loud or demanding. It's about clearly expressing your opinions, setting boundaries, and standing up for what's important, without being aggressive or passive. For teachers, this means setting clear expectations for students. Addressing issues confidently with colleagues or administration. Advocating for yourself in professional discussions. Many people struggle with assertiveness because they don't want to seem rude or confrontational. But when done right, assertiveness actually builds respect and clarity in communication.
Number 3. Conflict resolution, turning disputes into growth opportunities. Let's be real, conflict happens. Whether it's a disagreement with a colleague, a difficult conversation with a parent, or a misunderstanding with a student, knowing how to handle conflict with patience and fairness is essential. Good conflict resolution is about identifying the root of the issue instead of just reacting. Staying calm and professional even when emotions run high. Finding solutions that work for everyone instead of trying to win the argument. A strong communicator knows that conflict isn't something to avoid, it's something to navigate constructively. Number 4. Dialogue, debating, and persuasion, the art of influence. As a teacher, you're constantly engaging in discussions, persuading students to see things from new perspectives, and encouraging critical thinking. Whether you're debating a topic in class, discussing educational policies with colleagues, or advocating for new teaching methods, the ability to present ideas clearly and persuasively is a game changer. Persuasive communication isn't about winning arguments, it's about opening minds.
Number 5. Perception and emotional intelligence, reading between the lines. Ever had a student say, "I'm fine," when they were clearly not fine? Understanding tone, body language, and emotional cues is just as important as listening to words. Some people struggle with this, like those with alexithymia, a condition where recognizing and expressing emotions is difficult. But as a teacher, being aware of others' emotions helps you recognize when a student is struggling, even if they are not saying it outright. Adjust your communication style to fit different personalities. Build stronger, more empathetic relationships with both students and colleagues. Number 6. Tactile body expressions, the role of touch in communication. Now, this one varies depending on culture and context, but in some teaching settings, a reassuring pat on the back, a high five, or a firm handshake can reinforce trust and encouragement. The key is being mindful of personal boundaries while using touch appropriately to encourage students. Offer support in difficult moments. Reinforce positive connections.
Number 7. Mirroring, the secret to building rapport quickly. Ever noticed that when two people are in sync, they naturally start mimicking each other's gestures and speech patterns? That's mirroring, a powerful, subconscious way of creating connection and trust. As a teacher, using subtle mirroring techniques can make students feel more comfortable and understood, help you connect faster with new colleagues, strengthen interactions in group settings. People tend to like those who reflect their communication style, so mirroring, when done naturally, is a great way to build rapport effortlessly. Number 8. Writing skills, clarity in a digital world. With so much communication happening over email, messaging apps, and reports, clear writing has never been more important. A well-written message can prevent misunderstandings, make professional interactions smoother, help establish credibility and professionalism. For teachers, mastering concise and clear written communication makes everything from emails to lesson plans to reports more effective.
Number 9. Digital communication, mastering online interaction. In today's world, teachers are just as likely to communicate with students and colleagues online as they are in person. But digital communication comes with its own challenges. Messages can be misinterpreted without tone or facial expressions. People might overuse emojis or abbreviations, leading to misunderstandings. Online discussions can escalate faster than in-person ones. To communicate effectively in digital spaces, it's important to be clear and professional in messages. Use video calls or voice notes when tone matters. Be mindful of how your words may be perceived. And finally, number 10. Visualization skills, making complex ideas clear. Sometimes, words aren't enough. Using diagrams, charts, or visual storytelling can help you explain difficult concepts in a simple way, especially for students who learn visually. Need to explain a historical event? Create a timeline. Teaching a science concept? Use a diagram. Want to engage students? Use storytelling with imagery. A strong communicator knows when words aren't enough and uses visuals to bridge the gap.
So, let's reflect for a moment. Which of these communication skills do you already use, and which could you improve? Are you truly listening when students or colleagues speak? Do you communicate assertively and clearly in both digital and in-person settings? Are you using visual tools to enhance understanding? Great teaching starts with great communication. The better we communicate, the more we connect, and the more we empower our students to do the same. After this overview, we will tell you now more about each of these skills, why you will need them, and which challenges you might experience.
In this first episode, we're diving into a skill that seems simple but is actually one of the most powerful tools in communication, active empathic listening. Now, let's be honest. How often do we truly listen? Most of the time, we're either distracted, formulating our response before the other person has even finished talking, or only half paying attention while scrolling through our phones. And yet, when someone truly listens to us, fully, without interruptions, with genuine interest, it feels different. It feels powerful. So, why is active empathic listening such a game changer for teachers, leaders, and professionals alike? Let's dive in. What is active empathic listening? Active empathic listening goes beyond just hearing words. It's about fully concentrating on what the other person is saying. Understanding not just their words, but their emotions and intentions. Engaging with them in a way that makes them feel truly heard. Responding thoughtfully and remembering key points to show genuine care. It's an active process. You're not just a passive receiver, but an engaged participant in the conversation. This kind of deep listening creates trust, connection, and respect, essentials for any teacher navigating the modern classroom. Why does active listening matter for Gen Z teachers? Now, more than ever, teachers and students are communicating across different styles, cultures, and platforms. With digital interactions becoming the norm, tone, intent, and emotions can easily be misunderstood. Active listening helps bridge these gaps and ensures meaningful, clear, and effective communication. Let's break down why this skill is critical for Gen Z teachers.
We want to give you 5 points which underline the importance of active listening. Point: building stronger relationships. Whether it's with students, colleagues, or administrators, strong relationships are built on trust. And trust starts with feeling heard. When a student expresses frustration, excitement, or confusion, active listening allows you to truly understand what's behind their words. When a colleague shares feedback, deep listening helps you process their perspective rather than jumping to conclusions. When a parent voices concerns, active listening de-escalates tension and builds positive engagement. People remember how you made them feel. And when they feel heard, they feel valued. Point 2. Teamwork and leadership in the workplace. Collaboration is at the heart of modern teaching. Whether you're part of a teaching team, an educational project, or a school leadership group, being able to truly listen improves team dynamics, reduces misunderstandings, and fosters innovation. Listening builds better teams. People are more likely to contribute when they feel their voices matter. Listening prevents unnecessary conflicts. Many workplace disputes stem from simple misunderstandings. Listening makes you a stronger leader. Leaders who listen earn respect and loyalty from their teams. For teachers stepping into mentorship, coordination, or administrative roles, mastering active listening can mean the difference between being heard and being ignored. Point 3. Navigating digital communication challenges. In today's world, so much of our communication happens online, via emails, chats, voice notes, or video calls. But here's the problem: tone is often lost, and misunderstandings happen more frequently. Think about it. How many times have you received a short reply and thought the person was being cold or dismissive? But in reality, they might have just been in a rush. Active listening in digital spaces means reading carefully before reacting. Asking clarifying questions instead of assuming tone. Recognizing when a conversation is better suited for a phone or video call. With Gen Z students often communicating primarily through texts and social media, teaching them the value of clear, thoughtful listening, even in digital spaces, is a crucial skill for modern educators. Point 4. Cultural competence and global awareness. We live in a world where cross-cultural interactions are a daily reality. Students and teachers alike are part of global conversations, diverse classrooms, and multicultural workplaces. Different cultures express emotions, agreement, and disagreement in unique ways. Active listening helps you pick up on these differences, respect them, and respond appropriately. By being an empathetic listener, you create an inclusive environment where everyone feels valued. Whether you're working with students from different backgrounds, collaborating with international colleagues, or simply trying to broaden your worldview, listening is the first step to understanding. And finally, point 5. Emotional intelligence and personal growth. Being an effective communicator isn't just about understanding others, it's also about understanding yourself. Active listening helps you manage your own emotions in conversations. It allows you to pause and process before reacting impulsively. It strengthens your ability to read social cues and navigate interpersonal relationships. In a world where fast communication often takes priority over deep connection, taking the time to listen well is an act of both self-awareness and respect for others.
So, how can you practice active empathic listening in the classroom, the workplace, and even in your personal relationships? At work, next time you're in a meeting, focus completely on what your colleague is saying. Instead of planning your response, ask clarifying questions and paraphrase their points to ensure understanding. In personal relationships, when a friend or loved one shares something important, put away your phone, make eye contact, and show them you're fully present. In conflicts, before reacting defensively, repeat back what the other person said in your own words. This not only prevents miscommunication but also shows that you're genuinely trying to understand their perspective. Active listening isn't just about making others feel heard, it's about creating deeper, more meaningful connections. So, here's something to reflect on. How well do you actually listen? Are you fully engaged in conversations, or are you often distracted? Do you take time to understand what's really being said, or do you jump to conclusions? Are you creating an environment where students, colleagues, and loved ones feel truly heard and valued? The best communicators aren't necessarily the best speakers, they are the best listeners. And as educators, when we listen more, we connect more, and we teach better.
The next skill we're tackling is a skill that can transform the way you communicate, set boundaries, and navigate the modern workplace: assertiveness. Now, let's get real for a moment. Have you ever agreed to something just to avoid conflict, even when you didn't really want to? Or maybe you've had a moment where you wanted to speak up, but you hesitated, worried about how it would come across? You're not alone. In a world where communication styles are constantly shifting, from digital chats to face-to-face conversations, finding the right balance between being too passive and too aggressive is a challenge. But that's exactly what assertiveness helps us do. What is assertiveness? Assertiveness is the ability to express your thoughts, feelings, and needs confidently and respectfully, without being aggressive and without letting others walk over you. It's the sweet spot between being too passive, where you don't speak up at all, and too aggressive, where you bulldoze others. Think of assertiveness as having a strong voice without raising it. It's about being clear, direct, and respectful. And here's the best part: it's a skill, not a personality trait. That means anyone can learn and improve it with practice.
Why is assertiveness important for Gen Z teachers? As a teacher for Gen Z students, you're navigating a unique mix of communication styles, workplace expectations, and cultural shifts. Let's break down why assertiveness is a must-have skill in today's world. You need clear and effective digital communication. We all know that tone doesn't always translate well in texts, emails, or online discussions. A short reply can sound rude, a long message might feel overwhelming, and without facial expressions, it's easy to misinterpret intent. Being assertive in digital communication means using clear, professional language that eliminates confusion. Setting boundaries, like stating when you're available to respond instead of feeling pressure to be online 24/7. Asking for clarification when messages seem unclear, rather than assuming the worst. Digital communication is powerful, but without assertiveness, it can quickly lead to misunderstandings, stress, and burnout. Next, you need expressing your ideas and opinions at work. Teaching is a collaborative profession. You work with fellow educators, administrators, and sometimes even policymakers. But if you don't speak up in meetings or discussions, your ideas and concerns might go unheard. Assertiveness helps you advocate for yourself and your students. It allows you to express your ideas with confidence, even in hierarchical settings. It makes you a stronger leader, because people respect those who communicate with clarity and conviction. In a profession where policies, expectations, and classroom challenges are constantly evolving, having a voice that is both firm and respectful is essential. You need conflict resolution without fear. Let's face it, disagreements happen. Whether it's with a colleague, student, or even a parent, avoiding conflict doesn't make it go away. In fact, avoiding issues can often make them worse over time. Being assertive in conflict resolution means acknowledging the issue instead of ignoring it. Expressing concerns in a way that is constructive, not confrontational. Seeking solutions rather than placing blame. When you master assertiveness, you don't shy away from tough conversations, you handle them with confidence and professionalism. You should also know how to set healthy boundaries. How many times have you felt overworked, overwhelmed, or pressured to take on more than you can handle? As teachers, we often feel a responsibility to say yes to everything, extra projects, staying late, taking on more students, answering emails outside of work hours. But here's the truth, if you don't set boundaries, others will set them for you. Assertiveness allows you to say no in a respectful but firm way. It helps you prioritize your own well-being without guilt. It ensures that your time and energy are respected, which makes you a better teacher in the long run. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's necessary for maintaining a healthy work-life balance. And finally, step into your leadership role. Whether you realize it or not, teachers are leaders. You lead in your classroom. You lead in staff meetings. You lead when mentoring new teachers or students. And leadership requires assertiveness. It means making decisions with confidence, communicating expectations clearly, standing up for what's right, even in difficult situations. The best leaders aren't the loudest or the most dominant, they are the ones who communicate with clarity, respect, and purpose.
Now, here's where things get tricky. A lot of people struggle with assertiveness because they fear coming across as rude or aggressive, facing rejection or backlash, stepping out of their comfort zone. And let's be honest, finding the right balance between assertiveness and aggression isn't always easy. It takes practice, self-awareness, and the ability to read social cues. The key is to remember, assertiveness isn't about control, it's about confidence. It's not about forcing your opinion, it's about expressing it clearly. It's not about dominating conversations, it's about ensuring your voice is heard. It's not about rejecting other perspectives, it's about sharing yours with respect. So, here's something to think about: how assertive are you in your daily interactions? Do you speak up when you have an idea, or do you hesitate? Do you set boundaries, Or do you constantly overextend yourself? Do you handle conflict calmly and constructively, or do you avoid it? Assertiveness isn't just about communication, it's about self-respect, confidence, and personal growth. And as a Gen Z teacher, mentor, or leader, mastering this skill will not only make you more effective in your career, but it will also empower you in every area of life.
The next skill is a skill that affects every aspect of life, from the classroom to the workplace, from friendships to leadership roles, and that's conflict resolution. Now, let's start with a question: how do you handle conflict? Do you address issues head-on, or do you find yourself avoiding confrontation, hoping things will smooth out on their own? Maybe you're great at handling in-person disagreements, but struggle when tensions arise over text or email. If any of this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Gen Z teachers are navigating a world that is more diverse, more digital, and more complex than ever before. And in this fast-changing landscape, conflict is inevitable, but how we deal with it makes all the difference. So, let's explore what conflict resolution really means, why it's a must-have skill, and how you can master it to create stronger relationships, better teamwork, and a more positive work environment. What is conflict resolution? It's not about winning an argument or proving a point, it's about understanding different perspectives, finding common ground, and maintaining healthy relationships even when disagreements arise. Great conflict resolution skills require a mix of empathy, understanding where the other person is coming from, communication, expressing your thoughts clearly and listening actively, problem solving, finding solutions that benefit all parties, negotiation, ensuring fairness and mutual respect. And here's the key: it's not about avoiding conflict, it's about handling it in a way that strengthens relationships rather than breaking them down.
Why is conflict resolution important for Gen Z teachers? For Gen Z educators, mastering conflict resolution is essential because today's classrooms and workplaces are multicultural and diverse. You're teaching and working in environments filled with different backgrounds, viewpoints, and cultural expectations. While diversity brings creativity and fresh ideas, it can also lead to misunderstandings and disagreements. Effective conflict resolution ensures that differences become strengths rather than sources of division. It helps foster inclusive and respectful discussions in the classroom, strengthen collaboration with colleagues from different cultural backgrounds, reduce misinterpretations caused by different communication styles. Today's classrooms and workplaces are shaped by digital communication. Let's be real. So much of today's communication happens online. Emails, text messages, voice notes, Slack, Teams, social media, all of these digital tools make life easier, but they also make conflict resolution harder. Why? Tone is easily misinterpreted. A short reply can seem rude when it wasn't meant that way. People are bolder, and sometimes harsher, online than they would be in person. There's no immediate feedback loop, you don't see the other person's facial expressions or hear their tone of voice. So, how do you resolve digital conflicts effectively? Avoid responding emotionally, pause before replying to a heated message. Clarify intent, if a message seems off, ask for clarification instead of assuming the worst. Use voice or video calls when necessary. Sometimes, things are best handled with real human interaction rather than text. Today's classrooms and workplaces being skilled at de-escalating digital misunderstandings will make you an invaluable communicator in today's tech-driven world. Let's step outside the classroom for a moment. Conflict resolution isn't just for work, it's for life. We all have moments of miscommunication with friends, partners, or family members. Small issues can turn into bigger conflicts if they're not addressed properly. Effective conflict resolution in personal life means not avoiding difficult conversations. Unresolved tension can build up over time. Listening to understand, not just to respond. Sometimes, people just want to be heard. Compromising when needed. Not every disagreement has a clear right or wrong. When you know how to handle conflicts with grace, you build stronger, more resilient relationships, both personally and professionally.
Now, let's talk about challenges in conflict resolution and how to overcome them. Even though conflict resolution is one of the most valuable skills you can develop, it doesn't always come naturally. Here are some common challenges and ways to tackle them. Over-reliance on digital communication. Solution: when a digital disagreement starts to escalate, suggest moving the conversation to a call or in-person discussion to prevent misunderstandings. Fear of confrontation. Solution: remember, addressing conflict doesn't mean being aggressive, it means being clear, respectful, and proactive. Start with, "I want to understand your perspective better. Can we talk about this?" Cultural differences in handling conflict. Solution: different cultures have different approaches to conflict. Some are direct, while others are more indirect and diplomatic. Be aware of these differences and adjust your approach accordingly. So, let's reflect. How do you currently handle conflict? Do you avoid it, or do you address it head-on? Do you try to win arguments, or do you seek solutions? Do you understand how digital communication changes conflict dynamics? The way we handle conflict shapes our relationships, our careers, and our ability to lead. And the good news? Conflict resolution isn't about eliminating disagreements, it's about turning them into opportunities for growth, understanding, and stronger connections.
In this episode, we will dive into a skill that has the power to build bridges, challenge ideas, and create real change: dialogue. Now, think about the last time you had a conversation that really made you think. Maybe it was with a friend who had a completely different perspective. Maybe it was in the classroom, where a discussion took an unexpected but insightful turn. Or maybe it was online, where a debate escalated faster than you anticipated. Dialogue is more than just conversation. It's about engaging with others in a way that deepens understanding rather than creating division. In today's world, where digital interactions dominate and society feels more polarized than ever, knowing how to navigate dialogue effectively is a skill every Gen Z teacher, leader, and changemaker should master. So, what makes a meaningful dialogue? At its core, dialogue is about listening, responding, and exchanging ideas in a way that allows everyone involved to leave the conversation with a broader perspective than they started with. It's different from casual conversation because it requires intentionality, curiosity, and respect. It's different from debating because the goal isn't to win but to explore. And it's different from persuasion because instead of convincing someone to adopt a certain viewpoint, it's about creating a space where perspectives can be understood and examined critically. For Gen Z educators, mastering dialogue is essential. Teaching is not just about delivering information, it's about creating spaces where students feel encouraged to share, ask, and think critically. A teacher who fosters open, respectful discussions in the classroom equips students with the ability to engage in meaningful conversations outside of it. Dialogue is also crucial in professional settings. Whether it's discussing ideas in a team meeting, presenting an argument for a new educational approach, or resolving a disagreement with a colleague, knowing how to communicate effectively will always be an asset. Beyond the classroom and workplace, dialogue plays an important role in advocacy and social change. Many of today's teachers are deeply involved in conversations around education reform, diversity, inclusion, climate action, and other pressing global issues. But advocating for change means knowing how to communicate that change. Without effective dialogue, even the most important ideas can be lost in conflict or misinterpretation.
Digital spaces present both opportunities and challenges when it comes to dialogue. On one hand, the ability to connect with people across the world allows for a richer exchange of ideas. On the other, the fast-paced nature of online communication often discourages thoughtful reflection and nuance. It's easy for discussions to escalate into arguments, for opinions to be misinterpreted, and for people to respond impulsively rather than thoughtfully. This is why understanding tone, intent, and context is crucial when engaging in digital dialogue. Being mindful of how something is said, not just what is said, can make the difference between a productive discussion and a frustrating exchange. Another challenge to dialogue today is information overload. With an overwhelming amount of data available at our fingertips, forming clear, well-structured arguments can sometimes feel like trying to organize a library in the middle of an earthquake. Knowing how to filter, process, and articulate ideas in a way that makes them accessible and engaging is a skill that strengthens dialogue. When ideas are communicated with clarity, they have a far greater chance of being heard, understood, and remembered. There's also the issue of polarization. More than ever, people are divided along ideological lines, making it difficult to have conversations without them turning into confrontations. This is where dialogue becomes more important than ever. It teaches us how to engage with different viewpoints without hostility or defensiveness. Instead of approaching discussions as battles to be won, meaningful dialogue encourages us to approach them as opportunities to learn. That doesn't mean always agreeing, but it does mean being open enough to listen and engage constructively, even in disagreement.
So, how do we improve the way we engage in dialogue? It starts with being present in conversations. Instead of thinking about what to say next while someone else is talking, we focus on actually hearing them. It also requires an openness to ask questions rather than assume, to seek clarity rather than jump to conclusions, and to give space for reflection rather than rush to respond. When done well, dialogue has the potential to strengthen relationships, deepen understanding, and create real impact. Whether in the classroom, workplace, online, or in personal conversations, the ability to communicate with thoughtfulness, respect, and curiosity will always be one of the most valuable skills to have.
The fifth skill is not just about how we interact with the world, but also how we interpret it. The skill is perception. We often think of perception as something automatic, something that just happens. We see, we hear, we feel, and we assume that what we experience is reality. But perception is much more than just receiving information through our senses. It's a complex process shaped by our past experiences, emotions, cultural background, and even the expectations we bring into a situation. Imagine walking into a classroom for the first time. Your mind instantly begins to form impressions of the students, the layout, the atmosphere. Are they engaged or bored? Are they excited or indifferent? Your perception in that moment isn't just based on what's in front of you. It's filtered through everything you've previously experienced as a student, as a teacher, as a person navigating the world. And that's where the real power of perception lies. It doesn't just reflect reality, it shapes it. For Gen Z teachers, developing strong perceptual skills is crucial. The modern world is fast-paced, filled with complexity, and often overwhelming. Being able to read situations accurately, navigate multiple viewpoints, and distinguish between genuine insights and misleading information is what separates effective communicators, decision makers, and educators from those who struggle to keep up with change.
At its core, perception is about awareness. Awareness of the emotions of others, awareness of one's own biases, and awareness of the broader context in which interactions unfold. It plays a critical role in how we engage with students, colleagues, and society at large. A teacher who hones their perceptual skills doesn't just hear words, they listen for meaning. They don't just see behavior, they interpret intent. They don't just process information, they question, analyze, and reflect on it. Strong perceptual skills also lead to emotional intelligence. When you can accurately perceive and interpret the emotions of others, you're better equipped to respond with empathy and understanding. Whether it's sensing when a student is struggling but afraid to ask for help, or recognizing when a conversation with a colleague is influenced by stress rather than disagreement, the ability to see beyond the surface is invaluable. It strengthens relationships, fosters trust, and allows for deeper connections in both professional and personal life. Perception is also a cornerstone of critical thinking and decision-making. The world is full of information, some of it useful, some of it misleading, and some of it designed to manipulate. Being able to distinguish fact from bias, truth from opinion, and reality from distortion is essential. A teacher who refines their perceptual skills won't just accept information at face value, they will analyze it, ask questions, and evaluate it with a discerning eye. This ability is even more critical in an era of digital overload, where news, social media, and online discussions can reinforce personal biases rather than challenge them.
Beyond the classroom, perception plays a significant role in cultural competency. The world is more interconnected than ever, and in any given teaching environment, students and colleagues will bring diverse cultural backgrounds, beliefs, and communication styles. A perceptive educator understands that what is considered respectful in one culture may not be the same in another, and instead of making assumptions, they take the time to observe, ask questions, and learn. They use their perceptual awareness to foster an environment of inclusion, where differences are understood rather than judged. But perception isn't just about understanding the world, it's also about understanding oneself. Self-awareness is one of the most powerful tools for personal and professional growth. A teacher who is perceptive about their own strengths, weaknesses, and triggers will be more effective in managing their emotions, setting boundaries, and striving for improvement. It allows for genuine introspection, the kind that leads to lasting change and self-actualization.
That said, perception also comes with challenges. In today's digital age, information overload is one of the biggest obstacles to clear perception. With an endless stream of news, social media updates, and online discussions, it's easy to get lost in the noise. When there is too much information to process, our brains take shortcuts, often reinforcing biases rather than challenging them. Social media, in particular, can create echo chambers where we are only exposed to perspectives that confirm what we already believe. This can limit our ability to see things from multiple viewpoints, making meaningful dialogue and open-minded learning more difficult. Another challenge is the way digital distractions fragment our attention. The ability to perceive and deeply understand situations requires focus, but with constant notifications, messages, and digital interruptions, maintaining that focus is harder than ever. Without awareness, it becomes easy to react instead of reflect, to assume instead of analyze. So, how do we strengthen perception in a world full of distractions, biases, and information overload? The answer lies in intentional awareness. Instead of passively accepting what we see and hear, we must actively question and reflect on it. Instead of relying on assumptions, we must challenge ourselves to consider multiple perspectives. Instead of being consumed by digital distractions, we must create space for focus, observation, and deep thinking. Perception isn't about having all the answers, it's about asking the right questions. What am I missing? How might someone else see this differently? What factors are shaping my interpretation of this situation? When we approach the world with curiosity rather than certainty, we become not just better teachers, but better learners.
And now we're exploring a skill that often goes unnoticed but plays a huge role in how we connect with others, tactile body expression. We live in a world where digital communication dominates. Messages are typed, emotions are expressed through emojis, and conversations happen through screens. While technology has made communication faster and more convenient, it has also created a challenge, the gradual fading of physical presence in our interactions. Many of us spend hours engaging online but may struggle to read body language or express warmth and support in real-world settings. Tactile body expression isn't just about physical touch, it's about the silent, nonverbal cues that shape our interactions. A reassuring hand on someone's shoulder, an encouraging pat on the back, a genuine handshake, or even a simple shift in posture can communicate empathy, confidence, openness, and trust in ways that words sometimes cannot. It is a powerful extension of emotional intelligence, helping us understand what is being said beyond spoken words.
For Gen Z teachers, this skill is crucial. In a classroom setting, students don't just listen to what you say, they observe how you say it. The way you move, the expressions you use, the way you engage physically in a shared space, these all influence how students perceive your presence and how connected they feel to the learning environment. A teacher who maintains open posture, makes appropriate eye contact, and expresses encouragement through small gestures can create a classroom where students feel safe, supported, and engaged. But beyond education, tactile body expression is essential in any professional or personal setting. It allows for deeper human connection, something that many young people crave in an era of increasing isolation and screen-based interactions. The ability to interpret and express nonverbal signals builds trust and authenticity in relationships, whether in friendships, workplace collaborations, or leadership roles. At the core of this skill is the ability to read and respond to emotional cues. When someone is nervous, defensive, or uncertain, their body often signals it before their words do. Recognizing a colleague's hesitation in a meeting, sensing a student's anxiety before an exam, or noticing when someone needs encouragement but isn't saying it out loud, these moments rely on perceptive body awareness. Those who develop this skill become more emotionally intelligent, able to navigate social interactions with greater empathy and sensitivity.
The challenge, however, is that not everyone is comfortable with physical touch or expressive body language. Some people, due to personality, culture, or personal boundaries, prefer minimal physical interaction. That's why understanding when and how to use tactile body expression appropriately is just as important as developing it in the first place. Respect for boundaries is key. Some cultures encourage physical gestures like hugs and handshakes, while others prefer more space. Reading these social and cultural nuances prevents misunderstandings and ensures that physical gestures are received as they are intended, with warmth and respect. Another factor to consider is that growing up in a digital-first world has changed how we develop these skills. With so much communication happening online, many young professionals feel more comfortable sending a message than engaging in face-to-face conversation. Because of this, in-person interactions can sometimes feel awkward or uncertain, making it difficult to express sincerity through body language. This is where practice and mindfulness come in. Simply paying more attention to how we stand, how we make eye contact, how we mirror others' gestures can make a huge difference in improving our nonverbal communication skills. Then there's the psychological and emotional impact of physical touch. Research has shown that physical contact, when appropriate, can reduce stress, improve mood, and even enhance trust between people. A well-timed high five or a light touch on the arm during a conversation can reinforce a sense of connection. It's something that, when used with awareness, can create a greater sense of warmth and emotional closeness.
But of course, balance is necessary. Not every interaction requires physical touch, and not everyone responds positively to it. This is why the most skilled communicators are those who read the situation carefully and adjust their expressions of physical presence accordingly. There's a difference between using body language to enhance connection and overstepping personal space. So, how do we refine tactile body expression in a way that feels natural and authentic? The first step is awareness, being mindful of how you use body language in daily interactions. The next is observation, paying attention to how others react, what makes people feel comfortable, and when gestures feel appropriate. And finally, practice, finding small, intentional ways to engage more fully in physical space, rather than relying only on verbal or digital interactions. Tactile body expression isn't about being overly animated or forcing physical gestures into conversations. It's about deepening the way we communicate through presence, attention, and subtle nonverbal cues. When we become more attuned to the body language of others and more intentional about how we express ourselves physically, our interactions become richer, more meaningful, and more human.
In this episode, we're diving into a fascinating communication skill that often happens without us even realizing it, mirroring. Have you ever noticed that when you're having a great conversation with someone, you start subtly mimicking their gestures, tone, or even their energy? Maybe you cross your arms right after they do, or you start nodding in sync as they speak. That's mirroring at work. It's a natural, subconscious way we create connections, build trust, and establish rapport with others. In a world where so much communication happens online, where we lose many of the nonverbal cues that shape human interactions, understanding and intentionally applying mirroring techniques can make a huge difference. For Gen Z teachers, leaders, and professionals, mastering this skill is key to building relationships, navigating social situations, and fostering stronger connections in both digital and real-world interactions.
So, what exactly is mirroring? At its core, mirroring is the act of subtly reflecting the body language, speech patterns, and gestures of another person. This isn't about copying or mimicking in an obvious way, it's about creating a rhythm in conversation that makes the other person feel at ease. When mirroring is done naturally, it signals mutual understanding, acceptance, and alignment. It's like a silent, non-verbal way of saying, "I get you." One of the most powerful aspects of mirroring is its role in building rapport. Think about meeting someone for the first time. When two people naturally fall into a similar posture, pace of speech, or even facial expressions, there's an almost instant sense of connection. It makes interactions feel smoother, more comfortable, and more engaging. This is why mirroring is often seen in interviews, negotiations, and even casual conversations between close friends. It sets the stage for positive communication. Beyond rapport, mirroring enhances empathy and emotional intelligence. By subtly aligning with someone's expressions and gestures, you're not just copying their behavior, you're feeling it. It allows you to step into their emotional state, understanding their experience on a deeper level. This is especially valuable in education and leadership, where empathy plays a crucial role in creating supportive environments. When a teacher mirrors a student's energy or body language in a moment of uncertainty or frustration, it signals, "I see what you're feeling, and I'm here with you." That alone can make a huge difference in how students engage and respond. Mirroring isn't just useful in personal relationships, it's a skill that successful leaders and communicators use all the time. Whether it's in negotiations, public speaking, or even conflict resolution, mirroring is a subtle but powerful tool that influences how people perceive you. A leader who naturally mirrors their team members' body language and energy levels builds trust and creates a sense of unity. It's the same reason why great speakers and influencers often reflect the energy of their audience. They create a connection that makes their message more compelling.
But as with any skill, mirroring must be done authentically. If it's too obvious or exaggerated, it can come across as forced, manipulative, or even insincere. The goal isn't to mimic every gesture or word, it's to align naturally with the rhythm of the conversation. A genuine, subtle mirroring of tone, pacing, and movement is enough to create connection without making the other person feel like they are being copied. Cultural differences also play a role in mirroring. In some cultures, certain types of body language, like prolonged eye contact or close physical proximity, may be seen as respectful, while in others, they might feel uncomfortable. Understanding when and how to use mirroring appropriately in diverse settings ensures that it enhances rather than disrupts communication. One challenge of mirroring in today's world is the rise of digital communication. Without face-to-face interactions, many of the nonverbal elements that make mirroring effective, gestures, facial expressions, tone shifts, are missing. This means that in digital spaces, mirroring needs to happen in more subtle, verbal ways. Adjusting your messaging style, responding with a similar energy in emails or chats, or even matching the tone of a video call can help maintain the natural flow of communication, even in virtual settings. So, how can you refine your mirroring skills in a way that feels natural and effective? It starts with active observation, noticing the body language, tone, and rhythm of conversation when engaging with others. Small adjustments, like leaning in slightly when someone does the same or softening your tone to match a quieter speaker, can create a more comfortable and engaged interaction. Practicing awareness in everyday conversations, whether in a classroom, a meeting, or a casual chat, can help strengthen this skill in a way that feels effortless over time. Mirroring isn't about manipulating conversations, it's about creating genuine connections. When we engage in it naturally, we make others feel seen, heard, and understood. And in a world where authentic communication is more valuable than ever, that's a skill worth mastering.
The seventh skill is a skill that has shaped societies, spread knowledge, and given voices to generations. Writing. For many of us, writing is something we do every day without giving it much thought. We send texts, post on social media, write emails, and maybe even draft reports or assignments. But while writing has become more frequent than ever, the way we approach it has changed dramatically. In a world dominated by digital communication, writing has become more immediate, more casual, and often shorter. For Gen Z teachers and professionals, mastering writing skills isn't just about crafting grammatically correct sentences, it's about communicating ideas clearly, making an impact, and navigating the demands of modern communication. Whether in education, business, or personal branding, writing remains one of the most powerful tools for success. What makes writing in the digital age unique is the balance between speed and depth. We are used to instant messaging, quick updates, and scrolling through content at high speed. This influences the way we write, favoring brevity, directness, and informality over long, structured narratives. While these habits make communication more efficient, they also present challenges when it comes to depth, structure, and clarity. One of the biggest advantages of today's generation is their digital fluency. Having grown up in an online world, they are comfortable expressing ideas through various digital formats, whether it's blogs, emails, discussion forums, or professional platforms like LinkedIn. This makes it easier to reach an audience, share insights, and create an identity through writing. A well-crafted post can establish credibility, spark conversations, or even create career opportunities.
But digital writing also comes with challenges. The sheer volume of information available makes it hard to sift through the noise and focus on what truly matters. Attention spans are shorter, and distractions are constant, making deep, focused writing more difficult. Social media, with its emphasis on speed and brevity, can sometimes work against the development of well-structured, thoughtful writing. For teachers, writing plays an essential role in education, whether it's preparing lesson plans, crafting emails to parents, or providing constructive feedback to students. The ability to communicate effectively through writing creates clarity, builds trust, and enhances learning experiences. A well-structured email can prevent misunderstandings. A clearly written assignment can motivate students rather than confuse them. Writing isn't just about putting words on a page, it's about guiding, instructing, and influencing through text. Beyond the classroom, Writing is an invaluable tool for career growth. Strong writing skills help professionals stand out, whether in applications, reports, or workplace communication. A well-written email can leave a stronger impression than a rushed verbal explanation. A compelling proposal can open doors to new opportunities. Writing provides a chance to refine thoughts, communicate ideas persuasively, and establish a strong professional presence. There's also a deeply personal side to writing. It's not just a professional skill, it's a tool for self-expression, reflection, and storytelling. Many people turn to writing to share personal experiences, advocate for causes, or process emotions. Whether through journaling, blogging, or even creative writing, putting thoughts into words provides a sense of clarity and control. It allows people to reflect on their journey, voice their opinions, and connect with others in meaningful ways.
But despite the advantages of digital fluency, many young professionals face obstacles in developing strong writing habits. One of the biggest challenges is information overload. With so much content available, it's hard to filter what's useful. There's also the struggle with attention span. With smartphones and notifications constantly competing for focus, sitting down to write a structured piece requires discipline. Another challenge is the expectation for immediate results. We live in a world of instant gratification, where likes and shares give quick feedback, but writing doesn't always work that way. Developing strong writing skills takes time. It requires revising, editing, and refining, a process that isn't always immediately rewarding but is crucial for growth. Then there's the challenge of adapting to changing language trends. Writing conventions are always evolving, especially in digital spaces. What was considered formal 10 years ago might seem outdated today. There's a fine balance between staying professional while keeping communication engaging and accessible. Writers today must be adaptable, adjusting their tone depending on the audience, platform, and purpose of their message.
So, how can we improve writing skills in a way that aligns with modern communication styles? It starts with intentional practice, taking the time to slow down and structure thoughts clearly, even in a fast-paced world. It means reading more thoughtfully, analyzing different writing styles, and paying attention to how effective writers communicate their messages. It also requires editing and refining, recognizing that good writing doesn't happen in a single draft but through careful revision. Writing is a skill that grows with time. Whether for professional success, personal expression, or digital communication, strong writing abilities open doors to opportunities, build influence, and create meaningful connections. The more we engage with writing, through thoughtful emails, well-crafted arguments, and creative storytelling, the stronger our ability to express, persuade, and lead becomes.
After writing, we're diving into a topic that has reshaped the way we communicate, work, and build relationships. That is digital communication. For many of us, digital communication isn't just a tool, it's our default mode of interaction. Whether it's sending a quick message, hopping on a video call, scrolling through social media, or drafting a professional email, our daily lives are shaped by technology. The ability to communicate effectively in this digital world is no longer just a convenience, it's a necessity. But while digital communication makes life faster, more connected, and more efficient, it also comes with challenges. Information overload, distractions, misinterpretations, and the blurred boundaries between personal and professional spaces all make navigating this landscape more complex than it seems. What makes today's generation unique in digital communication is their fluency with technology. Having grown up in a world where smartphones, social media, and instant messaging were always present, they are naturally comfortable with digital platforms. Adapting to new apps and tools comes effortlessly, and the ability to switch between multiple conversations across different platforms, email, social media, video calls, and messaging apps, feels like second nature. But this ease with technology also brings a shift in communication styles. The preference for quick, informal conversations has shaped the way people interact online. Texts and messages are often short, direct, and filled with emojis, abbreviations, and slang. While this style works well in casual settings, it can sometimes lead to misunderstandings in professional or formal conversations. The challenge is knowing when to adapt the tone, how to be casual when it fits, but professional when it matters.
One of the biggest advantages of digital communication is the access to unlimited knowledge. The ability to instantly search for information, join online discussions, or attend virtual conferences has transformed how we learn and stay informed. News, articles, blogs, and online courses are available at our fingertips, making education and professional development more accessible than ever. But at the same time, the overwhelming amount of content makes it difficult to filter what is useful from what is just noise. Separating facts from misinformation has become a critical skill, requiring not just the ability to find information, but the wisdom to evaluate it. Another major impact of digital communication is how it shapes our relationships. Staying connected with friends, family, and colleagues has never been easier. Real-time updates, instant responses, and the ability to maintain long-distance relationships make digital platforms incredibly valuable. But there's also a flip side. Because communication is so constant and instant, it can sometimes feel overwhelming. The expectation to always be available, respond quickly, and engage online can create pressure and lead to digital burnout. For professionals, mastering digital communication is essential for networking, career growth, and workplace collaboration. Platforms like LinkedIn open doors to new opportunities, and email remains one of the most important forms of professional communication. In remote or hybrid work environments, digital tools like Slack, Microsoft Teams, and Zoom are the backbone of teamwork. The key to success isn't just knowing how to use these tools, it's understanding how to communicate clearly, professionally, and effectively within them.
One challenge that many face in digital communication is the lack of nonverbal cues. In face-to-face conversations, body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions help clarify meaning. In text-based communication, these elements are missing, leading to a higher risk of misinterpretation. A simple OK in a message could be read as agreement, indifference, or even passive-aggressiveness, depending on the context. This is why tone, clarity, and intent matter more than ever in digital spaces. The visual nature of digital communication is another defining feature of today's world. People are naturally drawn to images, videos, and graphics, making visual content one of the most powerful ways to communicate online. Social media platforms thrive on memes, infographics, video content, and interactive posts, all of which capture attention faster than text alone. Understanding how to effectively use visual storytelling, whether in presentations, social media, or marketing, is becoming an essential skill. Despite all its benefits, digital communication also presents major challenges. The constant exposure to information can lead to mental fatigue and difficulty focusing. The presence of misinformation and fake news makes critical thinking and fact-checking more important than ever. And the complexities of digital etiquette, knowing what is appropriate, respectful, and ethical in online spaces, continue to evolve. Issues like online privacy, cyberbullying, and responsible social media use require ongoing awareness and adaptability. So, how can we navigate the digital communication landscape effectively and responsibly? The first step is awareness, recognizing how our communication habits are shaped by the digital world and adjusting them where necessary. The second is adaptability, knowing when to switch between casual and professional tones and when to engage deeply versus step away from the screen. And finally, intentionality, using digital communication with purpose, rather than being controlled by it. At the end of the day, digital communication isn't about being faster or louder, it's about being clear, thoughtful, and intentional. It's about knowing how to use technology to enhance conversations, not replace real connection. The better we understand and refine our digital communication skills, the more effective, confident, and balanced we become in a world that never stops communicating.
And finally, we're exploring a skill that plays a huge role in learning, creativity, and decision-making. We call this skill visualization. We often think of visualization as something limited to artists, designers, or people in creative fields. But in reality, we all use visualization every day. When we plan our schedules, imagine a future goal, or try to understand complex information, our minds are actively creating mental images to help us process and retain ideas. For Gen Z teachers and professionals, visualization is even more significant. This generation has grown up in an environment rich with digital images, videos, interactive apps, and visually driven social media. From the first time they picked up a smartphone to engaging with augmented reality, virtual classrooms, or online learning platforms, their ability to absorb and interpret visual content has been shaped by technology. But visualization isn't just about consuming images, it's about using visual thinking to enhance understanding, solve problems, and communicate more effectively. Whether it's creating a mind map to organize ideas, a diagram to explain a concept, or a vision board to set personal goals, visualization helps turn abstract thoughts into something tangible and clear.
One of the biggest advantages of strong visualization skills is their role in problem-solving and decision-making. When faced with complex information, breaking it down into visual representations, charts, graphs, or mental images makes it easier to identify patterns and connections. Instead of getting lost in text-heavy explanations, a well-structured visual summary can bring clarity and speed up understanding. Visualization also fuels creativity and innovation. When we can picture new possibilities in our minds, we're more likely to come up with fresh ideas, rethink conventional approaches, and bring abstract concepts to life. In a world where adaptability is key, the ability to visualize different outcomes, perspectives, and solutions is a valuable asset in any field, whether it's teaching, business, technology, or the arts. For educators, visualization is an essential teaching tool. Many students today are visual learners, meaning they grasp concepts better through images, videos, and hands-on demonstrations rather than just reading text or listening to lectures. Integrating infographics, interactive diagrams, and video explanations into lessons not only makes learning more engaging, but also helps students retain information more effectively. When students can see a concept in action, whether through an animation, a step-by-step breakdown, or a simulation, it bridges the gap between theory and application.
But while visualization is a powerful skill, it also comes with challenges. One major hurdle is information overload. With so many visual stimuli coming from different sources, social media, online advertisements, video platforms, it can be difficult to filter out distractions and focus on what truly matters. Instead of enhancing understanding, too much visual input can overwhelm the brain, making it harder to retain key information. Another challenge is short attention spans. The rise of short-form content, quick videos, GIFs, memes, has made people accustomed to instant, bite-sized information. While this makes content easy to digest, it can also reduce deep engagement with complex visual material. There's a difference between quickly scrolling through an infographic and truly understanding the layers of data it presents. Developing visualization skills isn't just about consuming visual content, it's about actively engaging with it, analyzing it, and using it as a tool for deeper thinking. There's also the issue of digital fatigue. With constant exposure to screens, eye strain and mental exhaustion can make it harder to interact with visual information effectively. Just because something is visually presented doesn't always mean it's easier to process. That's why balancing screen time with offline visualization techniques, like sketching ideas on paper, using whiteboards, or even imagining solutions mentally, can help refresh the mind and enhance focus.
So how can we strengthen visualization skills in a way that enhances learning, creativity, and problem solving? One approach is mind mapping, where ideas are visually organized to show connections and relationships. Another technique is using visual analogies, which compare complex ideas to familiar images, making them easier to grasp. Journaling with sketches, building vision boards, and experimenting with digital design tools are all ways to actively engage with visual thinking. Visualization isn't just about making things look nice, it's about making ideas clearer, learning more effective, and problem-solving more intuitive. When we train our minds to think visually, we open up new ways of understanding the world, improving how we communicate, create, and make decisions. That's it for the second cluster of the most important skills of the Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. If you found this chapter helpful, share it with a fellow educator, and stay tuned for the next episode as we continue our journey into the skills that shape great teachers. Until then, keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading.